Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, according to a survey conducted by the French Chamber of Commerce in Singapore, 62% of companies here are severely disrupted by COVID-19, and most of those are small businesses with limited resources. And given SMEs are the backbone of Singapore's economy, contributing to nearly half of Singapore's GDP and employing two-thirds of our local workforce, it's not surprising the pandemic has led to the closure of almost 8,700 business entities in April 2020 alone. That's more than double the shutdowns during the 2003 SARS and 2008 Asian financial crisis. While there are government measures and a plethora of resources available to these local businesses, the need for the local business community to band together has never been more pertinent. Rajesh Nair, CEO and founder of HR platform Yuvo, joins us with his team's initiative, How to Survive the Crisis. And that's to help startups and small businesses. Rajesh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rachel. Pleasure to be on the show.
Now, first, I want to ask you, can you tell us a little bit more about this initiative you've launched? And what was the catalyst for Yuvo to do this?
We are a startup ourselves. Mm-hmm. Our motto has been to level the playing field for all SMEs and give them a fair shot at survival, which is where Yuvo comes up with its own solution. But while we were in the middle of consolidating a lot of these solutions that we could offer to our clients, we realized there are a number of companies out there which either are trying to survive by finding customers mm-hmm. or are looking for solutions which they could use for themselves. The very purpose of a company to be in existence is to create a product or a service and find customers for it. So we figured out if we can either help them find customers or give them solutions which make them do their work better, faster, cheaper, then they have a fair shot at survival. That's why we came up with the site.
So how does the platform work then? You're connecting people together, or how does it come together to support businesses to survive the crisis?
Actually, it's a pretty simple thing. We did not want to come up with a complex scenario, nor do we want to come up with a system where people have to pay for anything.
Okay.
So what we did is, because as a team, we've been constantly looking in the market for solutions which are good for us. And a number of companies have also approached us in terms of the kind of solution that they have and they would like the world to know about. So we are trying to disseminate information. We're keeping it very simple. We have a category which says for businesses, and the other one is from businesses. So you can go look for it, click, directly deal with them.
And how challenging was it, or not, could be the case, to set up given the current environment? Have you found that people are very responsive and open to collaborating on this project?
Actually, the incredible thing is during a crisis is when you really see the true nature of people. And it's amazing the amount of support and willingness to help that there is in the market. The issue that we found is that everybody doesn't have access to this information. So the right. initial part is a bit difficult. We had to spend a fair bit of time figuring out the name, figuring out how we want to launch it, not be caught up in a situation where we will not have the capacity to run with updating it regularly, for example.
Mm.
So we did all that, but ever since we launched it, there have been a number of companies which have come forward to support us, come forward to give us deals which we could put up on the site. So it's been very rewarding.
And I think the name is very self-explanatory. You've called a spade, and you've said how to survive the crisis. So tell us, who are you working with for this? What kind of companies?
So what we did is, initially the plan was we curated it based on the contacts we had in the market.
Okay, and so different industries then?
Different industries, yeah. And also, there are a number of other sites which also do something similar, but for different industries or for a close member group.
Okay.
So we realized that there are companies out there which would love to have access to this information, and we're just actually putting it together. So my small team, we curate all the things that are happening in the market. We reach out to those companies that we think are appropriate. We get their permission, and then we put them up.
So bring this, Rajesh, mm-hmm. just bring this to life for me. If I'm an SME listening into this conversation, I want to know, how exactly can I contact you or contact the site or tap into this to get help to survive? Walk me through the process. What happens? What takes place?
Oh, it's very simple. You come onto the site, you look for the different kinds of things that are available over there. If any of these are deals which would benefit you, all you have to do is click on the link. And it gets directly connected to the service provider.
Okay.
And then it's between them directly.
And so any business can click on or post, or it doesn't matter the size, how small or how large, it's open to everybody.
It's open to everybody, but they cannot post it themselves. They have to let us know and we have to curate it.
So how does this complement the resources that are already available to startups and small businesses?
If you look at it now, the major news that has been going around is food delivery charges. Now, there are companies which, or there are actually platforms which want to do it for minimal amount of delivery charges. At the same time, there are restaurants or bars out there which are trying to reach the market without having to spend too much on these things. So we have actually had a fair bit of success. There were two bars which connected to two sites that we had, and they're actually surviving and making some money out of it. They did send us a note of appreciation for it, which is all what we were looking for.
So you've managed to connect businesses together to make a mutually beneficial collaboration to survive the crisis together. That's quite
absolutely
a wonderful conversation. We're speaking to Rajesh Nair, CEO and founder of Yuvo. Now, Rajesh, let's talk about the importance of employee engagement during times of crisis. And it sounds like you've managed to do it. Your small team has really rallied together to pay it forward. How do you see things evolving from here? What are your plans longer term for this site and for the community? What's next?
At the heart of everything, I would believe it's employee engagement. Employee engagement is what defines your business, it defines your vision and purpose, and allows you to become successful. Now, if it's on a larger scale when a crisis hits, be it as a leader of a business, a country, a war unit, or a family, it's important to engage your people, let them know their state, and can trust leadership to make the right decision, for them to know that we'll all reach the goal together. This ensures the team rallies around the leadership without the fear or worry or doubt. Mm-hmm. And if you can do this employee engagement in a frank, open, clear manner, everybody works toward the same objective. So what we're hoping now is this wasn't an initiative which I forced on anyone. We as a team figured that if we could do something to give back to society, it would be a great endeavor. I did not ask anyone to deliberately do something which they did not want to do. Everybody stepped up. The website was designed by us. The domain name we bought up. We looked out for the relevant kind of companies that we wanted to put up. HowToSurviveTheCrisis.com as a standalone site, I hope, can be there for people as long as they want it. But I would genuinely hope and pray it doesn't need to be there for too long.
How many businesses have you got listing or posting with the site at the moment, and how has that kind of progressed? What's the traction been like since you launched?
When we started, we had about 20-odd companies on the site. Now it's gone up. We actually have a number of companies we haven't put up yet because we're looking to get some more clarity from them in terms of exactly what they want to put up. And I think we will constantly keep evolving on this, because the idea is if there is more support from people to need these services, we'll keep adding them.
So just going back to effective employee engagement, Rajesh, can you tell me, what does effective employee engagement look like and how can it be achieved? I mean, it's a very difficult environment right now. We've got people working from home, you know, trying to collaborate or inspire your workforce over online platforms, digital platforms, whether it's Zoom or, you know, messaging your colleagues. So, you know, how are you rolling this out, and what advice are you giving in terms of effective employee engagement and how it can be achieved?
That's a great question. Now, to be effective, employee engagement is ensuring that no one is left behind, that tough decisions are understood by all, and the team works as one. If the team is engaged, then the alignment in terms of vision and purpose is very clear as a single unit. But to do this, firstly, each person needs to know what they're there for, how their contribution is a critical part of the organization's growth or plan. Second, they need to be confident that the company is willing to let them learn, make mistakes, and is actually willing to train and develop them as well. So all of this is effective communication with the right feedback loops, empowerment, and providing the employees with the right tools and support. This is not only for work. It could be for mental, for social, for family, everything.
And Rajesh, I mean, that's all very well said and done, but what advice do you have for managers? Because it's not, I mean, let's be frank, it's not easy in the current environment to say that nobody will be left behind and making sure that everybody has a purpose. And I think, you know, from one perspective, it's important for employees to speak up, but we don't always have those platforms, especially when you can't catch up with somebody at the water cooler or, you know, during a break. So how can they engage employees to make sure that it's effective during this period of time?
I would have loved to plug Yuvo, which is our primary solution, but that is not the purpose of this interview. I wouldn't go into that one. But the idea is the world now is in a scenario where people have to be working from home a significant amount of time. So you have no choice but to be very, very strong on the virtual communications front. Now, as a manager, it's important, as manager, as HR, it's very important that firstly, you need to have at least a face-to-face engagement with most of your team members once a day or twice a day. There should be an interspersing of casual meetings with work meetings. There need to be certain things which some companies do, Zoom sessions for cooking or for yoga. These are kind of things when the whole team gets together. And this is important because you're trying to make the whole set of people feel like they're still part of an office, even though they don't even physically see each other. This is a manager's job. It's difficult, but that's the thing that the manager has to achieve now.
So would you say then, I've just got a question for you. So say if that's not taking place, as an employee listening to this conversation, would you say it's important for them to perhaps take initiative and say, hey, you know, I'm not checking in with my manager. I feel like I need to be engaged more. I'm going to clock in a weekly call with you to make sure that you know how I'm feeling.
I guess if you're not getting it from the manager's side, there's no harm in trying it. But ideally, the HR in a company or if it's a small company, the top management definitely should be aware of this and should be doing this.
Now, moving on from that, Rajesh, one thing I want to ask you is, how have you been holding up? How's Yuvo been holding up during this difficult time? You've set up the site to help other businesses, but how's your business doing?
It's certainly not been easy. Yuvo as a platform is an all-in-one platform for employee engagement and to increase business productivity, irrespective of where people are working from. So we are an ideal solution for these times. I don't think we could have timed it any better in terms of having a product out there, but it has not been easy. We have had a difficult ride over the last few years, but we've been incredibly lucky that it's been an amazing set of investors and advisors who've been backing us till now. They've been very forthcoming in terms of support in every way. More importantly, our team is awesome. Some of them have been with me right from the start. It's been almost 4 years. There have been enough and more times when we had no salaries or no offices or no infrastructure. It's all the typical problems a startup has had. But I guess we all feel that we've been working towards a common goal. Mm. We feel very delighted to be creating this engine that we have put up now. So it's the passion. That's what has kept us together. It's been difficult times, but we all genuinely believe that this will be behind us very soon.
Because you've effectively engaged your employees to band together and come together. You've all stuck together and pushed through your difficult times. Now, Rajesh, I want to ask you, moving forward, how are you evolving your product offerings to cater to the current environment? What are you changing? How is your strategy shifting?
Our strategy already shifted in the last couple of months because when we were planning to launch in Feb and March, we did not think about working from home as such a critical component of work moving forward. But suddenly the world changed, suddenly the whole dynamics changed. So we, for example, had to incorporate video chat into our features.
Mm.
So now we have a scenario where people can work from anywhere. They can access their office documents in a confidential format. They can have video and audio chat with each other within the system. They can essentially be productive using the workflow management tool that we have, irrespective of where they're working from. Now, this is very, very useful for companies because they can continue to be as productive as they were before. And the employee is also happy because they know exactly how they're being measured, what they're being asked to do, and the engagement stays high. This is a fair bit of pivoting that we have done. Moving forward, I think for the foreseeable future, this is exactly the solution which we feel would be useful, and that's why we're pushing it out.
Well, Rajesh, thank you so much for talking to us. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for, but it's been a really inspiring conversation. Thank you.
Pleasure talking to you as well. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking to Rajesh Nair, CEO and founder of Yuvo.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.